if game-changing, life-altering technology is the bar here, then aerial captures in Concorde might seem like it comes in underneath it. Founder Michael Wiemet is palming his drone like a basketball.
What we have here is a quadcopter. It's a four-blade aerial device.
It's a high-end RC vehicle, the big brother to something you'd find at Toys R Us, and Wiemet's outfitted it with a small camera on the bottom.
So I'm going to just go ahead and plug it in. It'll make a little bit of noise.
Four lights blink red and green as the copter picks up GPS signals, which help it balance, and
for some reason we lose communication, it'll actually fly back to the original location at which it took off from.
The copter lifts off and hovers about 20 feet in the air. Wiemet nods at a screen on the copter's remote.
We can actually see through the lens of the camera while we're flying, so it helps us get a much better picture of what we're trying to capture for our clients.
Who hire the company to film events. For instance, a Special Olympics fundraiser where participants rappelled down Fifth Third Bank in Uptown. But its most consistent business has been producing videos for real estate, flying over the home to give an above view and then mixing it with traditional shots of the driveway and the kitchen and so on. That's about $1,500 a pop. There's a lot of possibilities here. UNC has a drone to snap shots of football practices and games. The film industries use them instead of helicopters for shoots. Wiemet says he's talked with the oil and gas industry about doing site surveys in remote areas. And outside photography, there's another whole field of possibilities. Here's Amazon founder Jeff Bezos talking to Charlie Rose on a recent 60 Minutes.
There's no reason that they can't be used as delivery vehicles.
Wow.
Drops the package.
There's the package.
You come and get your package. And we can do half-hour delivery.
Half-hour delivery.
And how about food? Domino's has built a pizza delivery drone. In San Francisco, a company called Taco Copter went briefly viral when it offered to deliver Mexican food to your door. Sadly for us burrito lovers, it wasn't real. But Wiemet says it's not that far-fetched.
It'll carry a burrito. These will definitely
carry. That'll carry a burrito?
Yeah. Probably a couple of burritos.
And those are his small drones weighing a couple pounds. On a larger scale, the U.S. military already has unmanned planes the size of buses. Imagine FedEx one day replacing its delivery planes and trucks.
I think it's kind of like the internet. You're right at the cusp of it. And if we stop and look, if we look back, and 10 years from now we look back, I think we'll find that these are being used in a lot of different areas.
The FAA projects in 3 years there will be 10,000 drones in the air in the U.S. Eventually, we could have a sky filled with unmanned vehicles. Eventually is the key word, though.
I think it's a very promising technology.
Michael Huerta is the administrator of the FAA.
There's obviously a great deal of public and commercial interest in it. The important thing for us is that we integrate them safely.
And right now, Huerta says it's not safe.
If you have unfettered use for commercial purposes, there will be conflicts with populated areas, with private pilots that might be operating within the airspace system.
What happens if one falls out of the sky? What kind of training do pilots have to have? How do you integrate larger, high-flying drones with other planes? And then there's the privacy concerns. What can they record? North Carolina lawmakers banned police from using drones last session. And tomorrow, a new committee on commercial use will meet, co-chaired by Representative Mitchell Setzer.
The purpose of the committee is to study it and to have groundwork in place in statutes to prohibit the invasion of personal privacy.
That committee's decisions will be moot for the time being, though. The FAA has approved six organizations to test applications, but has banned everyone else while it develops its rules. Aerial Captures hasn't heard from the agency, but the drone journalism program at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln received a cease and desist letter in July. Director Matt Waite says the FAA is lumping all of these flying contraptions together, regardless of size or risk.
If the word drone can be applied to a $30 toy and a $130 million military aircraft, I think the word has some problems.
The FAA actually has two categories. Rules for what it calls small unmanned aerial systems are due in November. That's anything weighing less than 55 pounds. But Waite says that's still an enormous range, from a plastic RC helicopter to a metal plane the size of a dog. And he says the ban puts the U.S. behind other countries, like Japan, where unmanned vehicles have dusted crops for more than two decades. Between the FAA's regulations and some remaining technological challenges, Waite says, I shouldn't hold my breath for that piping hot drone-delivered burrito.
Your pizza will actually drive itself to your house. in a self-driving car before Amazon will be able to deliver to you via the air.
But ultimately, in the not-too-distant future, we'll probably complain about gusty days where the wind is too strong for drones to fly, and we have to wait for that car rather than the drones we're used to. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.